Hello.
Hi.
How are your plants doing? It's May
What?
15th.
Oh.
I'm assuming people planted stuff.
Yeah, I hope they're doing well.
I had like high hopes to like get started early this year and plant shit in April. And then like a whole lot of life happened in the last 3 weeks, so like I haven't done shit. And it is, as we're recording this, April 29th. So like I kind of missed it. Although I guess tomorrow on Sunday I could go to Lowe's and just maybe not buy from seed and buy like the actual plants. And I guess I could try that
You
way.
could, yeah.
It's a little bit more expensive, but I could get the jump on it.
More doable.
Yeah, we'll see. I have been unsuccessful every year, so I guess we'll see what
Just
happens.
keep trying.
I suppose it's also like the isn't that what makes you like a psychopath or something? No.
What?
That's what makes you crazy, not a psychopath, is like doing the same thing over and over and like expecting a different result.
Oh,
So that's me with plants.
yeah.
All
I'm not
right.
very good at plants either.
It's hard.
It is hard.
I can't even keep like a house plant. I had that one house plant for like 2 years. And then as soon as my baby came home from the hospital, it died because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plants are
Which
hard.
understandable, but like, geez, there's people who have like so many house plants.
Oh
So
yeah.
many. How?
I don't know.
They just spend all their time watering those things.
Probably.
How do you have any life if you are a
A
plant
plant dad,
person?
plant mom or dad.
I'm a plant parent. All right, what do you? Oh, happy bonus episode. Happy halfway through May. We are
Yay.
Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
What do you have for us today?
I'm going to tell you about a few cryptids
Oh.
that aren't cryptids
Oh.
because they ended up being real.
Ooh.
Okay.
I love this.
Starting with the Komodo dragon.
Okay.
Until 1910, stories of a giant lizard on the Isle of Komodo in Indonesia were laughed at by many respectable scientists. However, when Lieutenant Stein van Hansbroek caught one and killed it, things changed. Explorer W. Douglas Burden wasn't happy with just a dead specimen and decided to travel to the island to capture a live one. He returned to New York City with a few dead specimens, and not one, but two live Komodo dragons. Why is he just killing them all?
Well, he had two live ones
Yeah, but why a few dead ones?
to do, I don't know, autopsy. I have no idea.
He's just a psycho, that's why. The
Yeah.
dragons were put on display at the Bronx Zoo and inspired Marion C. Cooper to write the 1933 classic King Kong.
What?
Isn't that about a monkey?
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
Those don't. I
no.
mean, I would maybe believe Godzilla,
Yeah.
but not King Kong.
That's weird. Maybe
Yeah.
just big animal.
I don't
And then we have the platypus.
know.
If you weren't familiar with the platypus and looked at a picture of one, it would be easy to believe it was a Photoshop of a duck, otter, and beaver all put together.
Yes.
Naturalists, scientists, and most Europeans in the 18th century didn't believe such a creature could exist. The second governor of New South Wales, Captain John Hunter, sent a pelt and a sketch of a platypus to scientists of the European community in 1798, shortly after one was discovered. Zoologist anatomist,
Okay.
ethologist,
Whoa.
ethologist. These are hard words for me, sorry.
That's a lot of gists for one person.
And physician Robert Knox
Oh my God.
was convinced it was a hoax and that the pelt was made by an Asian taxidermist.
I mean, yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
He even convinced botanist and zoologist George Shaw, who at the time believed the platypus could be real, but had his doubts, to take scissors to the pelt and find stitches. Several years later, after many expeditions, the platypus was proven to be real.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if you're talking about any, like, sea creatures, but, like, sometimes they, like, you see pictures of some of them shits that's, like, way deep, and I'm like, that doesn't look real.
Yeah.
But, like, I know it's real.
Uh-huh.
But, like,
they just don't look it.
Yeah.
Because we have such, like, a narrow, like, what's cool, what's normal.
Yeah.
And then anything outside of that, we're like, nope, not real, not cool.
Are you going to talk about the narwhal?
No.
Because I was, like, one of those people for a very long time in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
I legitimately thought the narwhal was a fake creature. But a lot of people did.
Me and Tay in high school,
yeah,
got in an actual fight about it.
Really?
Because I kept talking about him. He's like, it's not real. And I was like, it is. Like, yeah. Google it.
Yeah.
We got in a fight.
Because it seems so unreal.
Yeah.
Like, why in the world would a whale have a unicorn horn?
Right. It seems more likely to me that there would be an actual unicorn than a sea unicorn. Because, like, a deer with, like, a horn,
yeah,
is, like, more likely than a fish with a horn.
Yes.
It's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okapi, known as the forest giraffe. The okapi is a blend of a zebra, donkey, deer, and antelope.
We have some at the zoo.
Do we?
Yeah. They're really cute. They look, I mean, I don't know if you have pictures or have seen them before.
No, I don't.
But they, if I'm remembering, if it's the same thing that I think it is, it's like a little tiny, not super tiny, little average-sized mammal creature,
mm-hmm,
that's like brownish, but then the butts have zebra, aww, stripes.
I want to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Its closest genetic link is a giraffe.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I would 100% think zebra. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
No, it's a zebra. Blend of zebra, donkey, deer, and antelope.
But closest is the giraffe?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Europeans in the 18th and 19th century called this animal the African unicorn.
Hmm.
Of course, Africans knew the okapi existed since these animals live in the Ituri forest in Central Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because okapis are rarely seen and are extremely hard to find, they are classified as a cryptid for many years. In 1901, Sir Harry Johnston found an okapi skeleton and skin and sent it to the British Museum, where it was classified as a new species.
Huh.
I want to see one.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Okay.
A giant squid. We talked about this.
Whoa.
Many people still consider the giant squid to be a cryptid. Similar to most cryptids, which tend to live in habitats that are difficult for humans to find, giant squid live in the deep ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The first images of a giant squid were taken in 2004 by researchers in Japan. And in 2006, scientists from Japan's National Science Museum caught a live 24-foot female giant squid.
Wow.
Every few months, there's another news report of a dead giant squid washing ashore. Even though some people consider the giant squid to be a hoax, the scientific evidence says otherwise.
What? Why would... There's plenty of proof. That they're...
Yeah.
Why would they... That doesn't make sense. Like, there are obviously giant squid.
Yeah.
What do they think those things are?
People just like to be wrong.
That's true. They do be like that.
I live to be wrong. I forgot to write down my source, so I am Googling it right now.
Okay.
And I am going to this website where I wrote
it. Okay.
Okay. My source is an article on...
You can send it to me if you want.
Conversations in Science at Indiana University.
Okay.
By guest contributor.
Thanks, guest contributor.
Oh, wait. It's written by undergraduate social media intern Lisi Davis.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well... Thanks for that.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. It's hard to think about, like, a time where things that you know now. Like, it's hard to think about a time where people didn't know that.
Yeah. I wonder, like, now, like, in 40 years, Bigfoots are just going to be a common animal. And they're at the zoo and everyone's like, remember when we thought those were fake?
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
Or the chupacabra.
Chupacabs.
Yeah. Or the Fuji.
Fuji.
My favorite cryptid.
Oh.
He's warming up my toes. Although it's not cold in here. It feels nice. All right. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, your May is going well. I'm not sure what is at the end of May. Oh, vacation, right? Mm-hmm. Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have time off, like a 3-day weekend for school or work or whatever. So I hope you have a great Monday off.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, I'll have fun, whatever I'm doing. I usually go camping, but like I really need to think about it because like I just really don't know how I'm going to go camping while I'm still pumping. It sounds unnecessarily difficult.
Yeah.
Like it sounds easier to wait. Just counting the days till I'm done pumping.
Almost there.
Yep. Be here before I know it. But then she'll be a year old. I'm just not ready for that. She's getting so big. I just can't believe it. She's like so fast and she's like basically running up the stairs. It's crazy.
Yeah. She's a big girl.
Yeah. It's unfair. I want her to be a little tiny little baby this big forever.
Pocket-sized.
Pocket-sized princess, like aww, Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket. Should have named her Polly.
That'd be an interesting name. I've never met a Polly.
No, it's an old people name.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cute. Old people names are coming back.
I love old people names, as you can tell from all my rabbits.
What would you name your child right now if you had one?
If I had a child right now?
Yeah, right this second.
Like, oh, God, that's hard. Eleanor.
Really?
Could I reuse that name?
I mean, you can. People reuse names of their loved ones all the time.
That was my bunny's name, listener. She died and it was tragic.
Yeah. That name came up on a lot of baby name lists whenever we were searching for name ideas.
Uh-huh.
And every time Michael would be like, that's not a bad name. And I'm like, we can't use that name.
It's taken.
Yeah. Can you imagine? What, not only did I have my baby the day before your birthday, I also named it your rabbit's name.
We would have to fight.
It would be ridiculous. Oh, it's so inconsiderate. All right. Well, cool. Thank you. And bye.
Bye.